but this is on the main part of the road.
You see how many lots you got? I mean, I don't know.
I think I'm actually the one that made the motion to disapprove it. And that little stretch of Jones Road there, after you get past his lane, that's turning into a walking path. And I personally had an experience with people walking in the road and not caring if I was dragging a track hoe or not. And I thought the density there was sufficient to the task. His road coming out, I mean, I don't see people in that area using that for a walking path. I don't see a safety issue with that lot there. But that's just me.
Thank you, sir. I tend to agree. But you're right. There is a road through there that's not paved. It's real small and narrow. My ground actually doesn't abut that route. That road, Siler Road, is paved throughout the property.
The other road on the other side of you was an Oakmont maintained road, correct?
Mm-hmm. I believe as you start getting into Jones, I think Oakmont starts. Yeah, I think Oakmont starts like right here.
Mm-hmm. These are Oakmont.
And that's all. That's all Oakmont.
Any further questions or comments? Are we ready for a vote? I would entertain a motion.
I make the motion to accept the nightly rental.
Motion has been made to accept.
I'll second it.
And we have a second. Any further discussion or anything anybody wants to speak on this project? If not, all in favor, raise your right hand.
Thank you very much.
I think the motion was unanimous. I didn't see any that didn't.
And there'll be decision of records that our office will produce that we'll get to you, and then they'll need to be recorded. So you'll see those probably 5 or 6 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is my wife, Mallory, by the way. She said, introduce me. You walk up there, introduce me.
Okay, public hearing and final vote on 1837, Charles Richardson. Present.
This is one located at 230 River Point Road. And he's seeking a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use for the existing three-bedroom home located at 230 River Point Road. Per the assessor's information, the single-family home was built in 1985 and is located in the Riverside Estates subdivision Lot 1. The lot is 70 by 153, irregular in size. The property is currently served by Missouri American Water and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Properties to the south and west are occupied residential lots. To the north of the property is Lake Taney Como. Property to the east is River Point Estates Condominium Complex. The project received a total score of 2 on the Western Taney Relative Policy Score Sheet. Of course, we're not right here. It's Acacia Club. There's our floodplain layer. There's the east property boundary and the west property boundary. If you remember, the conversation in the concept hearing was about the retaining wall here. That's just from the front. And he's got a proposal of, and he talked to the board about it last month, that the concept of planting something in these to form a barrier with the retaining wall being here. And it has a driveway, and then it has a 13 by 49 gravel area that's in the front that's there. So for the three-bedroom home, he has ample parking. And that's what I have for the board.
have anything you want to add to this?
I would for just a moment, please. I'm Chuck. I'm going to introduce my wife, Chris. She said she did not want to talk to her.
Okay.
So last time I told you all how we came about this, we've been coming here since our oldest was 7 and always wanted to get a place here. So for our 25th wedding anniversary, we came here. Told her she'd go anywhere she wanted. She picked here. So our last kid started college. Our oldest finishes law school this semester. Our middle one finishes gunsmithing school in May. And we decided it was time to find some place that we can start spending as a family. As we're at home, all the kids are at our house, all their friends. And so we decided this was the best avenue. We intend to use it as a vacation home. We live 3 hours and 15 minutes from here. My wife, one of her challenges was if we're going to do a nightly rental, how do we do that? And so we contacted Elaine Haxton. She has some that she manages. Some are in this area. And so we contacted her. She's our representative. She lives here. She's lived here for 20 years. Her son, Brian, she's here, and her son, Brian's here. They intend to take care of it for us. We've already hired somebody to keep the grass mowed and fertilize. I spoke to the neighbor on the west side, and because at the last time we spoke, we talked about the barrier. Spoke with him. And I told him my concern was if
you see it right in that. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Right here is the patio that they use. As you can see, it's about even with ours, where ours starts. So I told him we didn't want to put anything up that would block his view down the river. And he appreciated that. I told him that we could do something here or in this bed. He knows there's a retaining wall there. His largest concern was making sure that he's going to be able to see down the river. So I told him that... If he would be okay with it, we could put like a native grass inside that flower bed that would get 3 feet, maybe 4 feet, but keep it trimmed to the size so he can still see and have the view. He said that would be fine. I told him if it got in there and it was a challenge, I'd work it out with him and get it done so that he doesn't lose that view. But certainly that's got to be the selling point of that home, is that view. On the other side, we have multifamily residents, so I don't think there's really an issue there, as we discussed last time. We got here about 2 o'clock today, and there was a truck running over there for about 3 hours. We couldn't figure out why. Elaine has contacted 4 of the neighbors in the area, and she actually got them to sign a piece of paper saying that they approved of the home rental. One is one house back. I think one's 2 houses to the west, and then she had 2 other ones there also. She lost the paper. So, so we've got 4. I received when I got here that the neighbor next door was objecting to it, so I've read that. When I was talking to him on the phone, I learned that he's here 3 months out of the year. So... one side of us is vacant 9 months out of the year, and the other is a multifamily condos. And I understand the condos are either owner-occupied or leased-occupied. So it would basically be the same thing we were looking at. I think that's it.
This wraps it up. Okay.
I'm a lawyer. I could talk paint off the wall. So I'll quit while I'm ahead.
Do we have anyone else signed up in favor, Bonita?
One person.
One person who signed up on that. All right, sir. Now's your chance.
It was so nice to have somebody stand up for me last time. I thought I'd come do it for somebody. I've never had that happen before.
I will converse on what he said.
Give us your name, please.
Gary Lloyd. Sorry.
Come to tell you, like I remembered you. But
yeah, I come to tell you, I wonder, back up and redo my... No, I'm just kidding you. It's looking great. But I have talked with most of the neighbors, I did not get to talk with the gentleman that my house is the second down from this piece of property. I did not get to talk to the man from Texas that lives in between us. He's usually there for about 2.5 months a year. And but I have talked to Becky, which I think he mentioned. Becky's concern was that she thought nightly rentals brought party people on the weekend. And I want to speak in behalf that that nightly rentals do not bring party people as much as people think they do. And that is not because I'm just speaking. It's because I've had experience. I've had nightly rentals. I've owned rental property. I do not feel this will hurt our area at all. I speak in behalf of about 5 or 6 right there that all are all for it, all except for Becky. She was kind of anti-against it because she was afraid of the party-type influence that was going to come. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm for it, and I'm 2 doors down from him. I know Lovely, the Fish is right across from him. I've talked with them. They have no problem from it. Like I said, I did not get to speak with the guy from Texas. All around the corner, Ree and her husband have no problem with it. The one pie shape when there is rental property already, I didn't know who to talk to on that. But the couple, the young couple that has the brown top there, had it cornered across the road from mine. They had no problem with it. So that was just from the neighborhood, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. Is that the only one that's signed up to speak for? Have we got some signed up to speak against it? We got people just here visiting tonight. I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I told you I'm long-winded. Could I add something based on what?
Now would be a good time to do it.
All right.
So my wife and I have done nightly rentals for years. Rented them, not have one. And VRBO is who we go through, and that's something that Elaine's going to use. The reason for that is anytime someone rents a home, the homeowner gets to rate the renter, so you can go back and look to see, is it someone that tore up the property, disturbed the neighbors, or anything like that. So we're going to use that process, if approved, because I think that'll provide the most safeguard for the people that do live in the neighborhood. And it's going to be our second home. So we don't want it torn up. We don't want it messed up. So those are some of the safeguards. I know that if you pick a certain age, you can get better renters. Fortunately for Branson, this is more of a family community than it is a party community. So,
all right. Is there any questions for the commission? Anyone?
I have one. Correct me, but is that a 5-bedroom house?
Well, it actually is 4 bedrooms, and then but under the definitions, one of the bedrooms does not have a window.
That one in the basement, in the front.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. You been sneaking in there at night?
No, I remodeled it.
Right, I know. and it has a room in the middle downstairs that doesn't have a window or a closet. So we're not counting either one of those two.
Okay. So we're talking 3 bedrooms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're talking occupancy of 8 people?
Correct.
How many cars does that take?
4.
Okay. I think he's good on parking now, because I was concerned, because it seemed like it might have been 5 bedrooms, and I know we've got that parking at gravel area, but that's on the easement, and that's not off street, technically. So, you know what I mean, Vern? So, but if it's just going to be a 3-bedroom, we'll be good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, George. Thank you. Anyone else? Rick, you got anything?
Well, I was concerned about the Waverly Street going in there, but we're only talking, I thought we were talking more bedrooms too, so we're not talking so many cars as I thought.